Like a Virgin.
With Abby and Tyrone.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin
on Triple J.
She raps, she sings and God, she screams. We have Devorah in the studio with us for Like a Virgin.
Oh my God, this is great Friday morning energy. This is the perfect person to be in the studio with us. Devorah, welcome back to Triple J.
Thank you for having me and inviting me back into the building.
Oh, you'd be our third co-host just permanently if we had our way. And if you didn't have a million other things to do, I mean, babe, you are working full time.
Yes.
You study as well.
Yes.
You do, you're a superstar.
Oh.
You're like a real life Hannah Montana.
I am. I am literally
have you heard
Hannah
before?
Montana. I am Black Hannah Montana. I am. The wig come off and everything.
How do you find juggling it all? Because I remember we interviewed you over the phone once and you were in the bathroom on a work break.
Yeah, literally.
Are there any other moments where it's clashed like that?
A couple times, but you know what it is? I think everyone at work is so supportive. And like the moment they found out that music stuff was happening, they were like, what's going on over here? And so it's like, oh, I have to take, I'm sick. They say, okay, so why are you at Strawberry Fields? What's happening there? So it's just been like, I think with integration and like being honest and more like confident with everything that's been happening and everything becoming more loud and as vibrant as I am, I kind of have had no choice but to like force everything around me to make space for the things that I love right now.
Mm. Taking a sick day today, Friday morning, your boss gets on the phone and sees that, you know, you're in the Like a Virgin studio.
Yes.
What an insane thing for you to be here for your first ever Like a Virgin. How excited are you?
I'm nervous and excited and all the things. And I'm also on your first Bracky show officially.
No, you're our first Like a Virgin. Like, this is history that we are making right here. I mean, what is your relationship like with Like a Virgin? Do you remember when you first came across it?
I think the first Like a Virgin that I watched was, I believe it was Joey Badass. Y'all Does It All put me on. And it was the Prince cover. And I was like, I didn't know they got down like this. Okay, warehouse. Come on, acoustics. And I was just like, oh, okay. I didn't know that it was like you could actually flip it to be whatever you wanted it to be. It wasn't just like a cover. So I was like, okay. I need to keep that in the back of my mind when I'm arranging this.
Yeah, well, with that in our mind, it only excites me more to see what you do with your cover. And that, of course, comes a little later in the morning. But we've got to get to the original before we even touch this cover. And what are you going to be performing today for your original?
I am going to be performing none other than Dance Head.
And thank God for that.
Devorah, you have no idea how much I love this song.
We love this song.
I have chills just thinking about it.
But boy, vibe.
The Like a Virgin studio for her first time, and it is our first time doing Like a Virgin for your Friday morning. It is Devorah performing Dance Head for her original. Take it away.
Give me dance head.
Tyrone is. It is for Like a Virgin here on Triple J Breakfast. Abby and Tyrone with you for our very first Like a Virgin. Who better than Devorah to come through and lay down for her original dance head for us? Devorah, my God, what do you love most about performing that song? Because we love hearing it.
I love how asthmatic I become. I love that I sound like I smoke 10 packs a day afterwards because there's the chaotic scream at the end, obviously. And I honestly just love how it invites me and everybody else that gets to hear it to be like just as chaotic and free as I want them to. Like, I think people don't dance no more. And that's the point of dance head. Like, it's silly. Don't think. Just move.
Truly, I think there is a special sauce in this song. I often think that this should be the biggest song in the world because it is that infectious.
I think we did the first play for it when we were on Drive. And the moment that it's so instant, it's so immediate. And I feel like a lot of people listening, even if they don't know the name or they even don't know you as an artist, they're like, oh, I've heard that song. I know that song. I love that song. My girlfriend being one of them, when I would drop her to work and Dance Head would come on, it's like she's off book by the second time she hears it. She's cranking the radio up.
My only qualm with the song, honestly, sorry to put this on you before.
Tomatoes.
No, is that it's too short, really?
I know.
But that is great because it's got the replay effect and I love hitting it back from the top. First thing I did notice when I listened to it though, the line we always hit the hardest is the line you're dying for.
You're dying.
You're dying for it.
And I'm glad we get to chat to you right now because it reminds us of this meme from Big Brother. I don't know if you've seen this clip and we're about to, and you're nodding your head, but it reminds us of this clip.
Pooja, what is this behavior? Are you going to hit me?
Do you want it?
I don't want
it. Because you're asking for it. You're dying for it. Get off my back.
So can we confirm right now, is that what inspires
absolutely
the line?
Absolutely, yeah. Come on.
Yes, Pooja, what is this behavior?
Pooja, what is this behavior? And she meant that with her whole chest, and Pooja said, I don't give a damn, I'm not picking up the broom.
Did you just hear it and you were like, it's an earworm, I'm putting it in a song? No, like, how did it land there?
Okay, to be honest, me and my sister have a thing where we have like vocal stems, which is like everybody and their mom. Mm-hmm. But like we have little things and catchphrases that we say whenever we're like in the heat of a moment. And she's like, what is this behavior? And you're dying for it is one of those things.
What would be the current vocal stem of yours and your sister's that would go in a song?
And who's lifting the gut? I don't. And you gotta, I know that's like, where is that from? What is that?
Oh my, and who's lifting the gut?
And who is lifting the gut?
And how are you using it? What's the...
It's like hypocrisy. Like, it's like, okay, for example, you go out and you know you don't like this person. And then you go out with the date with this person. And you're like, this is a horrible time. And then you come back and complain about it. And it's like, ha, yes. But who's lifting the gut? Because who forced you?
And who invented this system? You know what I mean?
And who created the system?
Yeah.
Oh, that's another one.
Who set the system up?
Devorah in the studio with us here for Like a Virgin. It is Abby and Tyrone with you for your Friday morning. The original is done and the cover is coming. We have been giving you this clue all morning. It's a song that goes in a certain direction. Text in what you think. 043975755. We're going to be back with Devorah right up after this.
Like a Virgin
with Abby and Tyrone. Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3, huh?
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
On Triple J Breakfast, Abby and Tyrone with you here on your Friday morning for our very first Like a Virgin on Brekkie. And what a treat to have Devorah in the studio with us. Devorah, you've already delivered an iconic original performing Dance Head. We're going to find out what you're covering very, very soon. But first of all, it just sums you up as an artist, the fact that you've opened for both Play Lunch and Genesis Owusu. What is something that you've learnt from either of them that you watched them and you went, I want to apply that to my own show, from either Play Lunch or Genesis?
I think, first of all, I love both of them so much as acts and even just as artists. But I think the one thing I took away from one participating and opening for both of them and also getting to meet them both is that commit. Like, if you are the goofiest or the most kitsch, I don't know how to speak English, y'all. Anyway, the most like unorthodox thing in the room, then like just commit to that, because the way that just brings you and everybody in the room together, like not being afraid to laugh at yourself first is something that like is a huge takeaway.
But this is the feeling that I get with you, because you've been thinking about this, you've been grinding, you've been hustling, and if it's okay with you, I want to kind of go back to the Devorah origin story, because I think it's pretty incredible. I mean, you've spoken about how you've experienced homelessness in the past. What was your relationship like with music at that time in your life?
I think music was the one thing that kept me like sane, let alone alive, like trigger warning for anybody. But it's just like not having the words for experiencing something like that so early, and like just how much loss was happening, like actively. And like, I'm already in a situation in an environment where I'm not really seeing a lot of people that look like me, sound like me. And now I'm like really literally alone. I've been missed by the system. I was 15. So like, I didn't know about anything support-wise until I was 21. So throughout that entire period, like music, movies, books, like that just made me go like, man, if people are making this whilst the world is literally collapsing, surely I can like do another day. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Mm. I could do another day.
Music, I think, acts as in those moments as escapism for a lot of people.
Very much.
You know, listening to something, or as you say, watching something or reading something opens a different world, takes you out of your reality and puts you somewhere else.
Very
even
much
for
so.
A moment.
And also kind of makes you present. Like, what am I hearing? What am I smelling? What am I touching? All the, you know, see, touch, smell, all those things. Like, I don't even remember my life through, like, specific things. I actually mark it through a song or an album that's come out or a movie that's come out, which is kind of messed up. But, like, that's my way of, like, recalling, like, oh, yeah, that happened that year.
Yeah. Do you remember, like, the first album that you ever fell in love with, or the first album you brought?
Oh, okay. Not gonna lie. I promise you on everything, the first CD I ever got was Never Be the Same with Jessica Mauboy. Oh. I ran that Toshiba DVD player to the ground, running that disc, like to the point where it skips. I can't find it now, but like I have proof. It was on my iPod Nano Shuffle.
Yeah, I love that Jess Mauboy, Never Be the Same is your, you know, the first medium, first and only should it ever be, really.
And it's literally honestly a relief that you said that, because we knew that. And so when Jessica Mauboy was around Triple J last week, she was hosting that Blackfella show on ABC TV. We actually got something for you from Jess Mauboy. Make sure you're listening in your headphones. Devorah, this is for you.
Meet Jamaica, na 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 na, Devorah. It's Jess Mauboy here, your mate. I just wanted to wish you best of luck. You're deadly, sis, and I'm just so proud of you and everything that you've achieved and where you are right now. So keep it hot, keep it deadly, and just go all out. You are super, super powerful. I love you. Mwah.
Jess Mauboy is excited.
Thank
for
God
your
you said that.
First ever like a version, Devorah.
What is life? I'm literally crying.
And she did her own like a version covering Meet Jamaica.
What? Yeah. Like, come on. Where the remix at? Meet Jamaica. Meet Jess. Meet Mauboy. Meet Miss Mauboy. How about that? Oh my gosh.
You are crying. You're welling up.
That is like, oh my God, that's everything to me. You don't even know. You don't even know. I can die happily now.
Well, well, you can't.
You can't.
Just yet. We need to get to your cover, and hopefully that was a little incentive, you know, for you to
now I have to
put it all
Lord.
Into this cover. And we have been giving the clue all morning. This song goes in a certain direction is the clue. Devorah, what song have you gone with for your like a version today?
Drum roll, please. I am doing I Wanna Be Down by none other than the one, the only, iconic Brandy.
And with that being said, Devorah, I think you better do just that and take it away in the Like a Version studio for the very first time. Let's go, Devorah.
Period.
Ah, 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 ah.
like a virgin. It's your girl, Devorah. You ever love somebody so much you just wanna... I would like to get to know if I could be the kind of girl that you could be down for. Cause when I look at you, I feel something tell me you're the kind of guy that I should make a move on. And if I don't let you know, then I won't be for real. I could be wrong, but I feel
studio for the very first time here on Triple J Breakfast. You're with Abby and Tyrone, and we are with Devorah covering Brandy, I Wanna Be Down. Devorah, how are you feeling?
Ecstatic, Charlie.
Big breath.
It's ecstatic.
Our first like a version on a Friday morning here on Breakfast. Your first like a version. It feels like history. I do want to ask towards the end there, was that a little Kate Renata mention? Hello.
I mean, those with ears, darling. Those with ears. There's actually a couple little treats in there.
How did you decide on I Wanna Be Down by Brandy?
Honestly, I was like looking over. I was like, oh my gosh, it needs to be someone iconic, someone I actually love, someone I actually listen to. And also, I feel like a little bit of like, I feel like 9-year-old me would have just felt like this is appropriate, because Brandy literally came onto the scene as a child star. One of the first like early black girl child pop stars in the early like, what, oh my gosh, like 90s, like she kind of really blew up and took off. And I think it's just like having somebody be so visibly and so proudly who they are as a Black woman is something that, like, I do not take at, what's it called? What's the word in English? Like, advantage?
Take it lightly?
Take it lightly. Yeah. I don't take that lightly. I think there is a rising culture of, like, overlooking and underrepresenting people and how they've, like, actually contributed to the scene. And Brandy is one of them. There is not an R&B, pop, anything that you love about maximalism, especially when it comes to vocal arrangements, comes from Brandy. She is known as the vocal Bible. So, yeah, Brandy's always just been around.
And now this cover will be around I Want to Be Down by Brandy, the Like a Version from Devorah. Your first Like a Version, our first Like a Version. We did it, folks.
We did it, Joe.
They said we couldn't, but we did it. I mean, Devorah, before we let you go, is there anything on the calendar for the rest of the year that you're most looking forward to?
Oh, darling. New releases, new music. Yes! Of course.
Let's go. There's more to come from Devorah. Abby and Tyrone with you. We're going to tell you who's doing Like a Version next week. But Devorah, you get out of here. Thank you so much.
I will. I'm going to go get me a matcha, darling.
Oh, beautiful.